afternoon. Cooling towers, or CTs, are a site where Legionella bacteria can proliferate, aerosolize into the environment, and cause Legionnaires' disease, or LD, outbreaks. Minnesota Department of Health, or MDH, conducts active surveillance and interviews all LD cases or their proxies about potential exposures. There have been approximately 50 cases reported annually in recent years. Until last year, no CT outbreaks had been detected in Minnesota since 1995. On September 7, 2016, MDH noted that four recent LD cases either lived or worked within a 1.7-mile area in the city of Hopkins, Minnesota. Hopkins is a Minneapolis suburb that covers a 4-square-mile area and has a population of 18,000. No single common location, such as residence, workplace, or building visited, was identified, and no other LD cases and persons living or working in Hopkins had been reported over the previous 4 years. MDH launched an outbreak investigation and alerted healthcare providers, clinical labs, and the public. The outbreak case definition was any patient who met the CSTE case definition of confirmed LD with symptom onset since August 1st and who lived, worked, or spent time in Hopkins within 10 days prior to symptom onset. Bulk water and environmental swabs were collected from 16 CTs, and respiratory samples were obtained from seven cases. Legionella culture and serotyping, pulse field gel electrophoresis, or PFGE, and whole genome sequencing, or WGS, were done at MDH Public Health Laboratory. Environmental samples were sent to New York Wadsworth Center for Legionella PCR. A total of 24 outbreak cases were identified with onset dates that ranged from August 4th to September 22nd. Of the 24 cases, 71% were male, 59 was the median age with a range of 29 to 97, 58% were current or former smokers, 58% lived in Hopkins, 29% worked in Hopkins, and 13% visited Hopkins. 75% were hospitalized, 25% required mechanical ventilation, and 4% or one case died. All 24 cases were positive by Legionella urinary antigen. Four of the cases, or 17%, also had positive cultures of respiratory samples for L. pneumophila, serogroup 1, or LP1. All four case LP1 isolates were indistinguishable by both PFGE and WGS. The lack of a single common exposure location among cases and the fact that some of them did not enter any buildings while in Hopkins suggested potential aerosolization from a CT. CTs are not regulated in Minnesota. There was no centralized or systematic information available on locations. CTs were identified using a variety of means, including Google Maps, information from city workers, and phone tips from the public. Of the 16 CTs sampled, 3 or 19% yielded LP1 isolates, but only one of the CTs tested yielded LP1 isolates that were indistinguishable from case isolates by PFGE and WGS. On this map of Hopkins, the yellow dots represent case locations. The yellow circle shows the 1 mile radius around the geographic mean center of case locations. The blue dots represent cooling towers, and the red dot represents the implicated cooling tower. Depicted here are the exterior and interior of the implicated cooling tower, which was located at a juice manufacturing plant in Hopkins. The plant had two towers with automated biocide delivery based upon demand. The implicated tower only operated during periods of elevated demand within the plant. Biocide was injected less consistently in that tower. In conclusion, a community outbreak of 24 cases of LD was associated with an industrial CT that was using an automated biocide delivery system. Low periodic demand for use of the CT may have contributed to intermittent biocide stagnation and resulting Legionella amplification. CT identification was challenging. Molecular comparison of case and environmental isolates by PFGE and WGS was the key to identifying the source of this outbreak. Thank you.